He takes the kick. He likes it again. He's a genius, this kid. Gone to Maloney. Wide to Edokar. Edokar dives over to score. What a try.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk all things rugby league.
Legs up with Big Fergus and have a look at him.
Oh, Marnie.
And now Marnie is through with support on the inside. Marnie sets it up. What about Parramatta's double strike? Look at Big Ferguson. The Eels are blue and gold rush down the right side of the Kings. Jackson does the same. Intercept. Away goes the Blakosaurus Rex. I said he's big. He's big as a dinosaur, but he can run as well. Blake Ferguson. For Tyler Marinette. Intercept again. Oh, no. This is a nightmare for the Bulldogs. It's another one out of Jurassic Park. Brown links up. Salmon with the ball. Back to Brown. Oh, the kids are okay, aren't they? Full time. Parramatta 36. Canterbury 16.
Yeah, courtesy of Fox Sports, that was Andrew Voss covering the Eels' performance against the Bulldogs yesterday. And weren't they great? 36 points to 16. The Dogs' second loss in a row and two big losses at that. It's their worst start in 70 years for the Dogs, and it's not looking great for the Eels. Plenty of optimism, though. They're playing some really good football. Blake Ferguson, big-name recruit, has come to the club. And he's playing some terrific football. As a winger, he gets their sets started. He's scoring tries. He's playing with plenty of enthusiasm. And he's got great belief. I tell you, a man who's got great belief is Kevin Wallace. And we're lucky enough to have him on the line, the Queensland Origin coach. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Laurie. How are you, champ?
Going very, very well, mate. What did you make of the Battle of Brisbane on Friday night?
Oh, it was all one-way traffic, wasn't it, for Brisbane? They were tremendous, I thought, particularly that first 40 minutes where they really just destroyed the Cowboys with some nice aggressive forward play led by, you know, Kavita Pangai. He was outstanding, and the rest of the forwards just followed. And I just thought the Cowboys never really got going, did they? They sort of got shell-shocked from the early onslaught. And then when they lost Tom Malolo, that was sort of the end of their night, really, as well.
He's a New South Welshman, you know.
Yeah, well...
Pangai Jr. I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, they've always had great players, New South Wales. Let's not kid ourselves. I mean, over the time, they've always had, you know, great forwards and great backs. So he's just another one of these that come into the side and into the picture, I'd imagine, for Freddie's Blues. So that's a big challenge for our fellas.
Now, Kevin, I'm going to ask you this question because I think his best position is on the right edge. I don't know. Well, they will persist with playing him as a 13. Matt Gillett, would you look at him as a middle player in the Origin, or will you look at him as an edge back rower?
No, we're looking at him as an edge back rower, Laurie. I think that's his best position. That's where he plays his best football. For the moment at the Broncos, he's filling, you know, a role there that the team needs him to do. But I would imagine when they get their full forward stocks back with, you know, Matt Lodge coming back and
Haas.
Haas as well is out for, you know, an extended period. So, you know, I'd expect him to get back on that right edge. You know, I think that's where he's played his best football. And he's doing a great job for the Broncos, Matt Gillett in the 13 jumper. But I just feel his best football is in the 12 jumper for mine. Mm.
And, mate, it'll be a challenging little... let's hope it's not as long for Jason Taumalolo to be out of the game, because I think everyone loves watching him as long as you don't have to tackle him. But 4 weeks, but it's a crucial little period for the Cowboys.
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, I mean, it's crucial for all teams to get out of the box well and to start the season well. It just relieves all the pressure, you know, coming into the season. So, you know, and he's a big loss for them. I mean, they have got some really good forwards up there, and obviously the rotation that Paul Green has been using, he won't have to do that anymore. So we get, you know, they'll have a good starting pack, and they've got a couple of players that have been missing as well for different reasons. So, yeah, it's an important one for them the next month, as it is for most teams. As some teams have hit the ground running, haven't they, and started their seasons brilliantly, and others are struggling a bit, which is, I guess it's normal for the NRL, but it's been off our screens for so long, we love having it back on and watching all the footy over the weekend.
Yeah, a team that's struggling at the moment to play consistently for the 80 minutes is the Dragons, and they've got a tough game against the Broncos on Thursday night, and if they lose, they're 0-3 to start the season. It's not what you're after.
No, and, you know, they did have some troubles in the off-season, didn't they, the Dragons? And particularly losing those two, well, they're New South Wales players, you know, with Jack DeBellin and Frizzell. I mean, they're two huge outs for them. And, you know, I just feel this year with the competition the way it is, you need your best 17 regularly on the field if you want to do well in this competition. And sadly for some teams, they haven't been able to do that and they've paid the consequence for it.
The big talking point for the Dragons and the reasons why they're losing, plenty of people are putting it down to the fact that Gareth Widdop is not playing as a 5'8". Would you put him back to 5'8", and where do you think they're going wrong?
Yeah, that's a tough one, Laurie, because they were very successful with him in that position last year and Dufty at fullback. But Corey Norman's come into the squad, and I guess you've got to use him to the best of his value as well, which at the moment I don't feel that's happening. But what is happening for the Dragons is that they just haven't got any forward dominance, you know, and I guess it doesn't matter who you've got playing in those halves or in the fullback role. If you're not sort of at least matching the opposition in the middle, you know, you're going to struggle. And we saw that with the Broncos in round one with, you know, Anthony Milford and Cody Nikorima coming, and Darius Boyd for that matter, came in with some heavy criticism about their, you know, lack of leadership on the field or lack of game management. But, you know, we saw the turnaround with that in game on the Friday night with the forwards dominating. And, you know, I guess with no DeBellin and no Frizzell, and for an extended period now as well, some of those younger Dragons forwards, I guess they've got to stand up and try and do what they do. But it's hard because they've only been playing limited time, you know, at that level for the past year or 2 years. So it's a tough situation for Paul McGregor that he finds himself in. But they've got to find a way, the Dragons. You know, there's high expectations on them to do well this year, and I still think and believe that they can. They've just got to, you know, fix up their forwards and make sure they're setting the right platform for those guys to work off.
Well, lucky enough, been chatting with Queensland Origin coach Kevin Walters. And look, this is off the footy field, but I'm just wondering, Kevy, I'm not too sure whether I've got your opinion yet on, you know, expansion's always on, well, it's been on the cards. It's one of those hot topics at the moment. And obviously a second Brisbane team, some people believe it's a fait accompli. How do you see it? And would you go to Redcliffe or Ipswich, your hometown, buddy?
Well, yeah, I think certainly the game does need to expand. I've got no problems with that. As long as, you know, the clubs that we do have are financially secure, that we do set up. You know, I think Perth is a good option for the NRL for many ways. And I also think Brisbane's a good option too. Someone tossed up another team from New Zealand. Well, you know, I don't know where they want to stop it at or block it at. But, you know, I think either Brisbane or Perth would be a good option for the NRL. Certainly, if you were to put a team in Brisbane, I think you've got to stick it right bang in the middle of Brisbane. You know, I think taking it out to the western suburbs or out to Ipswich or even up to Redcliffe, I think they would get enormous support in those areas. But for the greater popularity of Brisbane, I think it needs to come out of the heart of Brisbane, or even sort of call it the South Queensland Crushers were part of the competition in the middle 90s. I mean, that would be a good option for the NRL, I would have thought, to have a team straight in the middle of Brisbane.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, right. and a relocation wouldn't work up there with the Sydney team, would it?
Well, I wouldn't have thought so, Laurie, but, I mean, I'm not sure, again, with the NRL, with their licences and how they all work, but I know there's enough, you know, there's plenty of talent going around, as we've seen this year in the NRL, and guys just need an opportunity to show their wares. So talent-wise, that wouldn't be the problem, getting the numbers. But, I think it's got to start clean, a clean slate with a clean bill of health as such.
Has there been a team that's surprised you so far this year, Kevy? Or disappointed
Parramatta, you? Parramatta, I'm really been excited by what they've brought to the table in their opening two rounds. The West Tigers as well have been good. I mean, everyone expects Melbourne and Brisbane and all these teams to do well. So it's those teams that were, you know, not in the eight last year, but, you know, had a tough year in many ways. They've hit the ground running, which is great. I think it's the Tigers' best start since I don't know how long either, and Parramatta are the same. That's the first time they've won two games. I think 2017 was the last time. Before that, it was like 15 years before that. So, you know, it's been a great start for those two clubs. Now, the key is to try and maintain that momentum, you know, for a month or 6 weeks and get a string as many wins together as you can, which, as we know, is a difficult thing to do.
Mate, the Kalyn Ponga experiment at 5'8". Can I get an update from you about how you think that's tracking? Where will you play him come Origin?
Well, you know, I think he's been going well in the six jumper for Newcastle, and it is only early days. It's, you know, only round two. So I would imagine that Nathan Brown would persist with playing him there. They've didn't get the result on the weekend, but they've had one win, you know, in round one. So I reckon after about 6 weeks, Nathan will know exactly what the best position for Kalen is. You know, we've all got our different opinions on it. It doesn't really matter. It's what Nathan thinks and the team thinks. And just speaking to Kalen, you know, the last couple of weeks, I know he's really comfortable with the position that he's in, and he's happy to play in that role. So as long as the player and the coach is happy, I guess they'll continue to do what they're doing. For mine, you know, I'm not really bothered either way. I think there's positives and negatives for both, with him playing in the halves and also, you know, back at fullback. So we saw on the weekend some great touches from him, you know, in the six jumper, and obviously the defensive workload was limited this week to what it was the week before. So he's getting better in that position. If they drop him back to fullback, I mean, he's going to hit the ground running there as well. He's one of those players. We saw what he did last year with Origin. So, you know, I'm not really too concerned about where he's playing for mine, as long as he's, you know, playing some good footy, which he is at the moment.
Yeah. What have you made of the Bulldogs' start of the season, Kev? It's not a great start.
No.
I mean, they've conceded, plenty of points. And for me, it doesn't look like getting any better.
No, it's been a tough start for the Bulldogs, and particularly their coach, Dean Pay. I mean, I watched their game yesterday, and the start they came up with was really good, really positive, and they picked up some tries. And then they just lost their way a little bit, didn't they? And as we know in this game, if you're a little bit off the pace, you know, Parramatta, they came back really strong. I think they scored 32 unanswered points. So that was disappointing for the Bulldogs. They have got some work to do, no doubt about that, but I think they can turn things around. They've just got to get, you know, playing for 80 minutes or even for 20 minutes at a time. Yesterday they started for about 15 and then just fell away a bit. So, you know, I think their coach, Dean Page, he was a very smart player, great coach as well. He'll turn them around in the next month. Let's just give them a bit of space. Like everyone, let's judge the Bulldogs after 6 weeks.
Yeah, the thing that concerns me, though, mate, is the amount of points that they've leaked. 76 in the opening 2 weeks. And, you know, I think you can lose confidence pretty quickly when that's happening.
Oh, no doubt, Lauren. We've been in those positions in certain teams ourselves. So it's about, you know, it's just hard work. It's tough, the NRL. It's tough to get a win. It's tough to win a half football. Then you've got to win a game. And all of a sudden, things start to fall into place. But they got some big hills to climb just yet, I would have thought, the Bulldogs.
You're a champion. Thanks, Kev.
Good on you, gents. Have a great day.